countdown to a transatlantic launch is on. Ground is broken for the Flight 93 Visitor Center, and the end is near for the Paper Chase. This is Aero News for Thursday, September 12, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. As we reached our production deadline for this edition of Aero News, the countdown to launch for Jonathan Trapp's daring transatlantic cluster balloon flight is underway in Caribou, Maine. Scores of volunteers gathered beginning about 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time Wednesday to begin the hours-long inflation of the 365 individual gas balloon cells that will then be assembled into the giant cluster of balloons that Trapp hopes will carry him to the European continent. Waves of thunderstorms swept through Caribou late Wednesday afternoon and forced Trapp to delay his originally announced launch time of 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on September 11th. Aviation legend Colonel Joe Kittinger is on hand as part of Trapp's flight control team, as is Don Day, the meteorologist who guided Felix Baumgartner's successful Red Bull Stratus record-breaking skydive last October. Kittinger launched his own successful first solo balloon crossing of the Atlantic from Caribou. That flight launched, ironically, almost 29 years ago to the day, on September 14, 1984, and ended with his landing in Italy 4 days later. Kittinger's balloon of peace was 3,000 cubic meters in volume, the same size of the cluster of balloons that Trapp will be flying. At our production deadline, launch was scheduled for 0800 Eastern Daylight Time. ANN will, of course, update this story on our website, www.aero-news.net. An official groundbreaking ceremony was held Tuesday in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, for the Flight 93 memorial planned by the National Park Service. The event was attended by local, state, and federal dignitaries. The site will include a visitor's center and a learning center, along with large curving flight path memorial walls rising out of the ground. These portal walls will be broken in one place along the final flight path of Flight 93, dramatically framing views down to the crash site and to the skies above. The Johnstown, Pennsylvania Tribune-Democrat reports that construction of the new complex is expected to be completed in 2015. The National Park Foundation raised $40 million in private money to assist in the construction. With tablet devices becoming more popular with pilots, the FAA has decided to no longer offer direct sale of paper aeronautical charts to the public, effective, and this is coming soon, October 1st. All future individual purchases of these products will be sold through the FAA's worldwide network of authorized chart sales agents. The phase-out of the selling of paper charts began July 1st as individual subscriptions expired. The sale of digital products, however, will not be affected. Expedition 36 crew members Chris Cassidy of NASA and Pavel Vinogradov and Alexander Misurkin of the Russian Federal Space Agency have returned to Earth from the International Space Station, landing safely in Kazakhstan. The trio spent 166 days in space, completed 2,656 orbits of Earth, and traveled more than 70 million miles, all while working on hundreds of research experiments and science investigations that will have benefits for future human spaceflight and life here on Earth. Vinogradov has now logged 547 days in space on 3 space flights. This puts him 10th on the all-time space endurance list. Delta is now being listed on the S&P 500 index, replacing BMC Software, according to Standard & Poor's. The airline was placed on the bellwether list following the close of trading on Tuesday. Delta has significantly improved its bottom line over the past several years after filing for bankruptcy in 2005. It has since acquired Northwest Airlines in 2008 and last year purchased an oil refinery in Pennsylvania in an effort to control its fuel cost. It has also put in place a fleet replacement strategy in an effort to replace older, inefficient airplanes. Delta said in May that it would be returning $1 billion to shareholders over the next 3 years. Delta is currently the second largest airline behind United Continental. That, of course, would change if the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways is allowed to proceed. When Aero News continues, fewer accidents, but dramatically more fatalities. A battle brewing over unused government surplus. And tweeting customer dissatisfaction.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, September 12th. I'm Glenn Moyer. An NTSB official says there have been fewer general aviation accidents in Alaska in 2013 when compared to 2012, but the number of fatalities has increased dramatically. NTSB Alaska Region Chief Clint Johnson said in an interview with radio station KSKA in Anchorage that while there have been 85 accidents so far this year, down from 98 in the same period last year, the number of fatalities has jumped from 10 to 32. Johnson said more accidents have involved multiple fatalities, such as the accident in July in Soldotna, which resulted in 10 fatalities. Johnson said that August and September are traditionally the busiest months for his office, and this year has been no exception, if not a little more active than usual. He concluded, however, that with all of the accidents still under investigation, there is no way to determine if there is any commonality among them. Commercial space company Blue Origin has filed a formal bid protest with the Government Accountability Office to prevent NASA from awarding an exclusive lease for any company to have the use of Launchpad 39A at the Kennedy Space Center. NASA has not announced a lease partner for the retired launch complex, but it is widely rumored that SpaceX has the inside track for the use of that pad, which launched Apollo and shuttle missions into orbit. NASA spokesman David Weaver said that the agency was following a selection process that is, quote, open and fair, end quote, which will, again quoting, ensure the best value for the taxpayers, end quote. Florida Today reports that 5 U.S. senators have written to NASA Administrator Charles Bolden to say that the use of the asset should not be limited to a single company. Among those signing the letter was Patty Murray, a senator from Washington State, where Blue Origin is based. Blue Origin, founded by Amazon.com CEO Jeff Bezos, had placed a bid that would have refurbished the currently unused pad for use by multiple space launch companies. Hassan Syed, who recently had his luggage misplaced on a trip from Chicago to Paris on British Airways, was not satisfied with the airline's handling of the incident. To make his dissatisfaction public, Syed, who tweets under the name at HVSVN, spent $1,000 to buy a tweet through Twitter's self-service ad platform. Fox News reports that he pushed out a message to the airline's 300,000 followers saying, quote, don't fly at British Airways. Their customer service is horrendous, end quote. Well, thanks to retweets, Syed said he got some 76,000 impressions for his $1,000 purchase and later tweeted, quote, unquote, I win. British Airways apologized for the inconvenience caused and later delivered Syed's bag. You know, you got to love the power of social media. Of course, the airline would likely have apologized and eventually delivered the bag anyway. In fact, in 2001, my bags flew on to Australia while I terminated a flight in New Zealand. My bag returned later that day, having enjoyed its trip to Australia, and the airline apologized for the inconvenience. And, oh yeah, I didn't spend $1,000 on Twitter. I'm just saying. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.